Sassy, provocative African-made dramas could potentially unlock one of the largest streaming markets globally, and a new show is exemplifying this potential. Piers Potter, CNT Live London. In Youngins, set within a fictional boarding school in South Africa, a teacher bluntly instructs a newcomer, lights off at 8. No sex here. Yet, audiences quickly discover that rules are mere suggestions as the Showmax series unfolds weekly on the South African-based subscription streaming service. It's a rollercoaster ride brimming with excitement, danger, intimacy, and intensity. Describing the show, Kielboga Masangor, who portrays the head girl, I would describe the show as captivating, relatable, authentic, fun, funny, and fresh, but authentically South African fresh. This authenticity is pivotal. The creators of Youngins aim to differentiate it through its African roots, forming the cornerstone of Showmax's ambitious strategy. Fem Mumfob, the director, elaborates, "We delve deeply into South Africa's diverse cultures. It's not just about seeing black bodies on screen but witnessing the diversity of South African representation. It feels like watching my neighbor's child or my sister's child. These characters feel familiar, and most importantly, they speak in South African languages." With 70% of sub-Saharan Africans under the age of 30, Showmax, which offers documentaries and Premier League football alongside its original content, is eyeing expansion in the African subscription video on-demand landscape. Contrary to global streaming giants like Amazon Prime, which are scaling back investments in Africa, Showmax, owned by the MultiChoice Group, is intensifying its production efforts. With 21 new original African shows recently launched, Mark Jury, the CEO, envisions reaching 50 million consumers across the continent by 2028, striving to become the premier streaming platform in Africa. Netflix, a key competitor, has been steadily increasing its presence in Africa, investing significantly in original content. Their approach includes collaborations with acclaimed African producers, such as Mo Budu's Ebony Life. The success of productions like the Nigerian film The Black Book, which garnered over 20 million views in its debut weeks, underscores the appetite for African storytelling. Despite the promising landscape, challenges persist. Ivan Bailian from Unique Cast points out issues like limited affordable broadband access, data consumption concerns, and internet piracy. However, he remains optimistic, citing Africa's burgeoning tech-savvy youth population as a driving force for the industry's future growth. MultiChoice's Showmax is poised to capitalize on this potential. Through partnerships with industry giants like NQUniversal and Sky, as well as collaborations with mobile network Mountain South Africa, they aim to enhance accessibility to streaming services. In the next year alone, Showmax plans to unleash over 1,300 hours of original programming, a 150% increase from previous years. Anticipated releases include Red Ink, co-created with Bomb Productions, and Catch Me a Killer, featuring Game of Thrones actress Charlotte Hope. To support this surge in production, MultiChoice runs a 12-month program nurturing emerging African TV and film talent. This commitment to homegrown storytelling resonates with local audiences, as evidenced by Showmax's streaming data, which highlights African-produced content dominating top-viewed lists across various African markets. As Showmax expands its footprint, with plans to introduce original series from Ethiopia and Tanzania, actor Lebohunle Fatsoana, who portrays Youngins' character Timelor, encapsulates the essence of African storytelling. Africans innately excel at telling authentic stories that resonate with audiences. We are storytellers by nature, and it's time for Africa to shine. Piers Potter, CNT Live London.